Good morning. Have you booked your tickets to Hyderabad yet? Well, the Swedish home furnishing major IKEA is all set to open its first Indian store at High Tech City in Hyderabad tomorrow. It will house a 1,000-seater restaurant, but no meatballs probably. IKEA's largest, definitely. IKEA will set some prices even lower in India than elsewhere. About 1,000 products will be priced below Rs. 200. When it opens its first store in the country on Thursday, as it woos cost-conscious shoppers unaccustomed to DIY furniture. We're talking about DIY. It is turn for DIY history lessons. Everyone, it seems, has a take on Nehru these days. Now the biggest spiritual celebrity to come out of Tibet, the chronicler of truth. So what if truth is just an illusion? Dalai Lama, who blamed Nehru for partition. Don't know if it is his medication, his age, but it would do him good to remember the time that he thought that Tibetan struggle was real, and now he appears like the character Shifu from Kung Fu Panda about to say, all struggle is just an illusion. Another celebrity was in the news. Actually, she was not only in the news, but also in the BCCI photograph with the cricket team, and also at a dinner hosted for the Indian team by the High Commission of India in London. Anushka Sharma, wife of Virat Kohli, was the only partner present at a Team India dinner, despite BCCI orders to not have partners on tour. It is 9th August 2018, and while Maharashtra will be facing a bun today as the most privileged section of the state's community is asking for reservations, but in North India, it will be finally an end to the Kanwadiya Yatras. So let's start today's auditorial with that. By now, you have seen that angry mob of saffron youth called Kanwadiyas in their avatar going crazy on a car in West Delhi, like Don Quixote going crazy on windmills, after the car accidentally brushed one of the Kanwadiyas. The group of Kanwadiyas used baseball bats, hockey sticks and stones to smash the Hyundai i10 car on the busy Najafgarh Road, barely 300 meters from Moti Nagar police station. The police was just a spectator, and it actually took them 24 hours to just file an FIR against the hooliganism, and people had the audacity to compare that with Muslim Friday prayers. Well, last time I checked, there was no car that was vandalized and no one had to leave their homes. Yes, the police has been extraordinarily helpful this time in helping Kanwadiyas perpetuate their hooliganism. First, there was the aerial survey by Ajay Kumar Bisht, the UP chief minister. Then the additional director general of police was seen showering flower petals while on surveillance duty from a helicopter. In one village from where the Kanwadiyas passed through, the hyperactive UP police has issued red cards to several villages of Khilam who have been identified as a potential threat to Kanwadiyas, forcing some 70 Muslim families to actually just leave the village. In the national capital, proceedings of the Delhi Assembly were delayed after Speaker Ram Vilas Goyal reportedly got stuck in a traffic jam caused by the Kanwadiyas. It isn't like these yatras haven't been difficult to manage earlier, but now these have become political tools of mobilization and ideology. The state is indulgent towards the natural culture practice of Kanwadi Yatra, but it seeks to control and discipline the unnecessary collective namaz. To call it an instance of double standards is purely understatement. It is an active political project, and it's not a coincidence that since 2014, the Kanwadiyas have been taking the yatra with the tricolor as well. And on to other news. Like we had said yesterday, that if newspapers don't carry the news of the press conference at 4 yet, that happened yesterday on Reliance and Rafael, we will. Arun Shori, one of the editors who relentlessly pursued the Bofors controversy in the 1980s, has dealt a devastating blow to the Narendra Modi government on the Rafael combat jet deal. Quote, "I have dealt with the Bofors case. Bofors was absolutely nothing compared to this," unquote. Shori, a former BJP leader and minister Yashwant Sinha and activist Prashant Bhushan, leveled a series of grave charges and issued a detailed document raising several questions the government has not answered yet. The three outspoken public figures bluntly said the Modi government was hiding behind a non-existent confidentiality clause to conceal, and we quote, "a textbook case of criminal misconduct." They said they were convinced that, quote, "there is a major scandal here, gross misuse of office and monumental criminal misconduct." Leaving little to the imagination, Sinha declared, "this decision was taken by one person, there was no collaborator." He also has asked for a time-bound financial audit by the CAG and the facts be placed before the country in 3 months. If there is no scam, we don't see any reason why Arun Jaitley, Amit Shah, Piyush Goyal or the Prime Minister himself would want to shy away from the audit. And while we are on misleading leaders, our next story is about IMD, India's Med Department, and how misleading it actually is. Well, we all know that it absolutely gets its predictions wrong. And now, tired of their inconsistency, farmers from a village in Marathwada region have filed a police complaint against the India's Meteorological Department, accusing it of colluding with seed and pesticide manufacturers and inflating the monsoon forecast figures. And on to our international section of news. In a statement released on Wednesday, the US has said it will impose fresh sanctions on Russia after determining it used nerve agent against a former Russian double agent living in the United Kingdom. And Russia and US aren't the only couples caught in a tiff. Brad Pitt on Wednesday rebutted claims that he had failed to support his children and accused his estranged wife Angelina Jolie of trying to manipulate the media in their long drawn out divorce. In the latest round of bitter accusations between the Hollywood Park couple, once known as Brangelina, Pitt's attorneys said the actor had paid over $1.3 million in bills for Jolie and the six children since their 2016 separation and also loaned $8 million to help her buy a new home. Jolie's attorney responded by saying that Pitt was charging Jolie interest on the loan for the new house and that the actress has had to shoulder most of the expenses for the children alone. Well, on to football. With just a few days left before the season to kick off, it isn't just excitement and anticipation that's rising high, but also the signing fee of goalkeepers. After Liverpool broke record with their much-needed buying of a goalkeeper, Chelsea has gone a step ahead and broke the bank and the record by signing Spanish goalkeeper Kepa for a world record 80 million euros, that is $92.8 million fee from Athletic Bilbao. And that is all that we have for you for today. We will be back tomorrow. Until then, goodbye from Dekhbaat.in.